So let's say the homeowners insurance is around $1,200, roughly.
Yeah, roughly.
$300 is a lot, like 25% or so.
Yeah. So you have to be very careful with your credit score.
I see. Okay. So this is something to think about when they're buying a home, I guess, right? Because that is
Yeah.
when they're making that decision.
Of course, the mortgage company also vets your credit score, you know, when they give you a loan.
Correct. Exactly.
So that may not be a problem when you get a good mortgage company's loan, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Again, I mean, like what you're saying, it may not apply to everyone because, you know, most of the time, husband and wife may have pretty the scores that are
Yeah.
pretty close to each other. But you know, if there's a big difference, then you know, this might become a consideration.
Yeah, we come across this problem, you know, in
I
most of the
see.
cases, some of the cases, you know,
I
where
see.
the wife is not working and she has no credit history.
Got it. I see. So that
No.
would be something that, you know, when you know, they get married or you know, they come with a wife, make sure
Yeah.
that both the spouses are applying for a credit card and building, starting to
Yeah,
build the
you
credit.
should build up a credit score. So
Makes
you should
sense.
plan right from the day one so that, you know, after 3 or 4 years, you have got a good credit history and a credit score.
Yeah, that's great advice. So now let's say, you know, we move on with this family and you know, good things happen with them, right? So they have a windfall as the company that they were working for goes through an IPO process. And they buy a second home, maybe, you know, they buy a local business. And you know, they are essentially have a lot of assets now all around themselves. So what does the insurance profile look like for, you know, such a person or such a family?
Yeah, if you buy another investment property, they call it here. So we give a policy called landlord policy. So that is, you pay a premium for that property. It covers the property's price or the your investment plus any liability in occurring in that property, because some people may come and make it with an accident in that property or something happens in that property, you are liable, you know, again. So the liability of at least under 300,000 is taken on that property too. So
I see.
this that is for the investment portion. And
So let
here,
me understand this. So, you know, you're
no,
going and buying that second house. You're not living in that house. It is an
yeah,
investment property. So you're probably
correct,
renting that place out.
correct.
And so the person who is renting that house will have that, you know, renter's policy that we talked
Rentals
about
property,
earlier.
yeah.
And now, as an owner, you will have a landlord policy.
Yeah.
So that covers for the cost of the building. And also some liability that, you know, if
Correct.
the renter, you know, has some problems with the owner. Is
Not
that the case?
exactly the render. Suppose somebody comes to that property and meets with an accident or something,
I see.
and that is covered, you know, the
I see.
liability because of that property. Because maybe that is vacant for 10 days, something, somebody comes there, meets with an accident. Some child comes and falls there, or something happens. You
I
know,
see.
that liability is also covered by this liability broker
Got
policy
it, got it.
coverage.
So a neighbor's child comes and plays
Yeah,
with the tenant's child, and you know, something happens to that child, and that medical
medical and
cost
whatever they
could
claim,
be
you know.
covered. I see.
And of course, if there is a fire in that property, that is completely covered.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
So if you were to compare a homeowner's insurance versus a landlord insurance, you know, where what would the cost look like? Now, I guess, you know, the age of the you know owner, the credit history of the owner, all that matters similarly.
The
But what
same,
is the
yeah.
difference between
It may
owner's
be
policy
about
and landlord policy?
maybe about 80% of the home policy, the
I see,
landlord
a
policy.
slightly lesser. I see.
Slightly less. Of course, other things being equal, you know, the cost and everything being equal, it must be about 80%.
Got it. I see. So that is interesting. So you know, I just want to make sure that you know I'm thinking about people in different thoughts of you know how to spend their money, right? Some people might go and buy an RV, some people might go and buy a boat, right? So
Yeah.
there are all these you know, not a car, you know, maybe a motorcycle, right? So non-standard driving or you know movable vehicles, right? So how does the insurance affect for them? So for example, if you can compare a boat versus a motorcycle comparing to a car.
We give a policy for motorcycle, boats, or even the RV, etc.
Okay. Are they more expensive, less expensive compared to a car, or you know, what are the parameters you have to think?
Less expensive, generally.
Less expensive, I see.
Yeah.
Because they are recreational. Is that
recreational, and they don't use it as much. A motorcycle, you don't use it that much in this country.
Right.
Not like in India, you know.
Right. Yeah. It's not used for commute.
This is not a primary mode of transportation.
Wonderful. So I've also heard about umbrella insurance. Can you explain us what that is and how people can use that?
Yeah, umbrella policy is not an item which is known to most of our people, because people just think one auto policy and one home policy, that's enough for insurance. But umbrella policy is a very crucial product, because a home policy or an auto policy gives you a liability coverage of maybe 300,000-500,000 maximum. So if your teenage son or daughter drives your car and maybe meets with an accident, and the person suffering a lifelong disability, for example, then in that case, the lawyers in this country, they instigate you to file a suit against the driver. And generally, most of our people are upper middle class, and they start with a claim of maybe 1 million or 2 million. And in that case, your auto policy will give you maybe 300,000. And whatever is above that will be, you have to give from your pocket. Or you have to sell your house and give it. So in that case, the umbrella policy, you can take an umbrella policy with a coverage of 1 million or 2 million. And it costs maybe about $300 to $400 per year. And whatever is the liability above the auto policy coverage, maybe 1 million minus 300, that will be given by the umbrella policy. That's a very, very, very good insurance policy for in this country, you know, particularly when you have what teenage children driving your car. One is another is the personal liability, because of maybe you make a Facebook post and somebody files a claim against you for damaging a reputation or image, and the courts gives an award of 1 million to that fellow, then the umbrella policy comes to your head.
I see. So the umbrella policy is actually like an umbrella. That is,
umbrella. It is exactly
coverage. It can be applied to anything.
Yeah.
So, you have, like what you mentioned, you might have a car insurance policy, but, if you max out on that policy terms, then the umbrella will catch any additional liability that you might owe. Very interesting. And you mentioned that, the cost of that umbrella insurance is also pretty reasonable, like, $300-$400 per year.
Per year for a million coverage.
Yeah. So
again, depending on your credit score and all those things,
Absolutely.
It varies from person to person.
Yeah. But, it looks like it's pretty affordable compared to, your homeowner's insurance or auto insurance. So I'm just curious, from an insurance agency standpoint, how do they think about this? Is it because the umbrella policy, doesn't get used as much that the cost is so reasonable?
We have to tell our people to buy an umbrella policy, but most people, neglect that, they don't take our advice. And we know at least one story in this, in Indian community, where the wife had a very bad accident and she didn't have the umbrella policy and they had to shell out that money.
I see.
Yeah. So it is, I advise everybody to get an umbrella policy.
I see. Because, so it also seems like that umbrella policy comes into play when you have too many points of exposure. Like, you have a car, you have a second home, you have a boat or a motorcycle. And your assets are high. That is, when you came to this country, maybe you hardly had any assets. And as you increase your bank balance, your, investment money, that is also when it becomes more important to have this umbrella policy.
Yeah, of course, the lawyer who advises the client, they look for your net worth, what you are having. And if you don't have any money, nobody will file a suit against you.
Correct. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So this has been a very good discussion about all the different aspects of insurance that, one needs to consider, in the course of a lifetime. So are there things that you would think about, you know, when that family, you know, goes to through retirement, you know, now the children are out of their home, they are on their own, and, you know, it's just the husband and wife, and maybe they have downsized and moved to a smaller house. Are there things that they would change to their insurance policies?
Yeah, then they should, if they go for a rented house or they have a rented policy, and of course their auto policy will continue because they must, in this country, you can't live without a car.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I would stress is a life insurance policy. Of course, mm-hmm. you are an authority on that. But then once you purchase a home and there is a mortgage on the home, mm-hmm. it is always advisable to cover a term, at least have a term policy for the amount of the loan or something more. You know,
I see.
So that
I
if
see.
Something happens to you, the families at least have the house and they are not on the street.
Got it. Got it. So just to explain that scenario, you know, you are a young couple who bought a house, and, you know, let's say the house has a, you know, $150,000 of mortgage on it. And let's say, you know, husband is the only breadwinner. And if something were to happen to that husband, then there is no way to pay the mortgage. And the bank might come and foreclose the house, and you may not have a house to live in.
Yeah.
But if you had an insurance policy, life insurance policy on the husband, that could have paid that $150,000 in mortgage. Then, you know, you could have owned the house, and, you know, you at least have a place to stay.
Yeah. And one more thing about the term policies, you know, the term policies is much cheaper than permanent policy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are young and in good health, the premium will be low, you know, and after 3-4 years, you can convert the term policy to a permanent policy without mm-hmm. any underwriting or no more medical or lab tests. So the premium remains low compared to when you take a policy at the age of 40 and you had taken a term policy at the age of 25 or 30, the premium will be low.
Mm-hmm.
So I always recommend people to take a term policy when they are young and healthy, and maybe they can convert to a permanent policy later.
I see. So, you know, in our situation, when would you recommend taking that term policy? Is it when they buy the house or even before they buy the house?
The earlier, the better, you know, when you start earning.
So it all depends on your age, I guess, what you're saying.
Yeah, the age is more important than your health. And of course, the younger your age, your health, better your health, you know.
Yeah, so the younger your age, better your health, lower the premium. So yeah. Get it when you can and make it a term policy so that, you know, you're not paying too much.
Yeah.
And later on, you might be able to convert that to a permanent policy.
Correct.
Got it. Very good. This is excellent, Krish. Thank you so much for your time, and we really appreciate you having, you know, spent the time with us and taking us through all these aspects of property and casualty insurance as well as life insurance. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sugesh Bhai, for having me with you.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Wonderful. So to conclude, Sukesh Pai is the founder and principal of Trillium Square Advisors, LLC. All opinions expressed by Sukesh Pai and the guests in this program are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinion of Trillium Square Advisors. This program is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of Trillium Square Advisors, LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this program.
I'm glad you could join us today for Know Your Finances. Call us with your questions at 919-294-4800. I look forward to catching up with you next week. Same time, same place. Thanks for listening to Radio Naira, exclusively on 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. Have a great week ahead.